The gardener thinks it's all for them, that the purpose of the garden is its fruits. How juicy the tomatoes, how proud the broccoli, how snappy the beans and peppers. Typical of humans, I guess, thinking it's all about us. Let's face it, friends, as a gardener, you are working for the worms. Turn the soil and enrich it so the earthworms will have an easier, tastier time. Slim Inquirer, Anne Saxton called the worm. She wrote, "Slim Inquirer, while the old fathers sleep, you are reworking the soil. You have a grocery store there down under the earth, and it's well stocked with broken wine bottles, old cigars, old doorknobs, and earth, that great brown flower that you kiss each day. There are dark stars in the cool evening, and you fondle them like killer birds' beaks." Of course, those worms don't just kiss that great brown flower, they devour it. Consider this. All the fertile soil on the planet has passed through the bodies of earthworms at least once. They eat the ground and fertilize it, making it possible for plants to grow. We tend the plants and eat them to give us the strength we need to send the boys out at night with flashlights to capture as many worms as they can so we can go out in the boat the next morning and drown them one by one. Which is fine for the fishermen and does no harm to the gardener. Night crawlers are abundant. In some soils, as many as a million to the acre. That's something of an achievement when you consider that whenever they lay eggs, usually only one worm survives. The first to hatch eats the rest of the batch. An impulse that is not wholly foreign to your older brother or sister. So, next summer when your toes are dug into hot dirt and your fingernails are blackened, when you're carefully crumbling soil and removing the chopped hairy roots of weeds, when you're dreaming of crisp salad and gazpacho or salsa or ratatouille, remember that just below your feet, thousands of them dreaming of stars, the worms are waiting patiently for you to do your job, to feed them, because the earth belongs to them. And that's got to be the last word for today. I got things to do. Plant you now, dig you later.